to Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
That's right. Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
In between. Hi, babe.
Ooh, hello, lover. You look delightful today.
You shaved. I like it.
Well, I'm just going with the short and curlies today.
Sometimes those hard sticks rub my face.
But that's for another time.
You know who has a sweet face? Our guest on this episode. Welcome, Rita Chin.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, gang. Good to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a nice bright morning and looking at you two lovers.
The rain has let up and we are recording.
We've come out of our caves.
You know Rita. She's a storyteller all about NYC. Social media enthusiast. Partial expert. I want to say expert. You can read all of her musings and on her Twitter at Britta James.
That's right. She also improvises all over town. You can see her with Corey and Topanga, which is a wonderful little two-prov group.
Yep.
Also, you can check her out at the Whiskey Tango Living Room Tour. She'll be doing some storytelling and hanging about.
The Whiskey Tango Living Room Tour is the monthly sketch show by the Dependable Felons that we all happen to be part of.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Rita's no stranger in the studio today. We're with friends.
Also, she's a wonderful writer. You got to follow her writings. You can get to brittajames.tumblr.com and you can catch all of her.
You're a busy lady.
Yeah, doing things.
This note card is literally covered with things you've been doing.
Well, it's nice to know.
That's good.
Well, also, as you may or may not know, we like to wine and dine our guests here at Ménage à Trois. We are a very classy operation
here. Very classy.
And so, you know, we ask, what do you like to drink? What do you want in studio? And you asked for this by name.
Yeah.
Not just any apple juice. No. None of that Mott's bullshit. This is Martinelli's Gold Medal apple
juice. That's a U.S.-grown apple juice. Got to keep it local. Support the local individuals.
Support the troops.
Yeah. Gotta support, no, gotta support the troops fighting over there in the fields, apple fields, the orchards.
It all adds up, I'm telling you.
I actually love when people don't go for a cocktail. Cocktails are fun, but this is a really great refreshing drink.
Yeah, it's like 11 in the morning, you know. How early can you start? No, I love apple juice and this is my favorite. So
awesome.
Thank you for...
So you drink a lot of apple juice when you're still on tour telling stories about NYC?
I do. I technically drink a lot more ginger ale than I do apple juice.
Interesting.
But, it works.
Also, are you getting a lot of puss at the comedy clubs?
You know, it's weird. I get a lot more straight puss than I should. And that has its, I guess, drawbacks because...
Do you feel like you're just telling stories and then people feel like they can relate to you?
I think, yeah, I just have like this comfortability about me. That's not a real word, but it's like
it feels
something
right.
People feel like they just get a little bit looser around you. And especially in things like the tango tour where everyone else is kind of getting a bit loose.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're in people's apartments, it's automatically.
Bed close by.
Beds
it's
everywhere.
Great, you know. But it does get a bit touchy-feely and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I could do this. So it's interesting.
So the straight puss gets tricky.
Puss gets real tricky.
Because straight puss likes to get loose, and all of a sudden straight puss thinks it might not be straight puss.
Yeah, and straight puss is like, cool if you're still straight puss and you're just owning the fact that you want to fuck a lady. That's great.
Right.
But it gets weird when it gets into that zone of it being like, are we doing this? Like, do I have to hold your hand in public?
Right.
Yeah.
Do I have to teach
we don't
you
have
how to
do
to be...
any of that shit?
Also,
yeah.
Also for the listeners who are not hip with this this lingo, straight puss is a heterosexual woman who just thinks, that she might got a little
loose.
She
wants to dabble.
She's dabbling.
I'm guilty of this. And I know that it really annoys like people who are, I wanted to say straight up gay, but that's a weird way
that's
to say it.
That's a weird way to talk about me, too.
No, but it's a fun
straight up gay.
But it's fun.
You gay straight up?
Yeah.
There is this... There is this, like, interest for being a straight woman of, like, having someone who knows the lesbian ropes take you on a little adventure that you can talk about later in your life.
Yeah,
like,
you're 14.
I had a lesbian experience.
Yeah, you know, you're talking to your rebellious daughter and she's going through something similar. And you're like, I child box once, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Jesus, Mom, fuck off.
Yeah, I tried to pull this in Seattle, but I made the mistake of picking another straight puss.
Bad news.
And we, like... softly,
no one knew what they were doing.
No, yeah, we softly kissed in a horrible club called the Crocodile Lounge, and then I ran away.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Two straight pusses just bumping cunts all over, not knowing what's going on.
Two straight,
you gotta have
a right.
One person knowing what the hell's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have a guide on that journey, otherwise you'll end up lost in the woods.
So you're ending up guiding a few too many.
A few too many for my comfort, I feel. And I just am like, I'm one of those people, it's like, you want to have sex, so it's like in your face, and you're like, this is great. But then it's also like, well, fuck, why am I doing it again? I always fall into it, and it's so easy. I don't want to like name names, but in the comedy world, it's like, really easy to do. So I've been trying to steer clear of that.
Right.
Find some
gay puss. I'm just going to have some juice in the corner.
Yeah.
Stay
like,
away.
You guys do what you want to do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So we're going to roll into our first segment of the show here.
Roll on over.
We're going to just roll on over. And we call this one Sexy Science. So we rip articles from the headlines.
From the headlines.
These are deal with both the science and the sensuality at the same time. And this article comes from The Guardian.
We thought you'd like that.
A little UK publication for
smashing. Good job. Smashing.
This is the pros and cons of going braless.
Ooh, I'm not in that boat.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, for those of you not in studio, Rita's well endowed up top.
Yes.
So I thought you'd have a good perspective on this.
I definitely do. Let's talk.
So what it is Professor Jean-Denis Roulion of
Small University.
This Frenchman has been studying women's breasts in and out of brassieres.
He's a
fondler.
I bet he has.
In the U.S., you're a pervert. In France, you're a doctor.
Let me touch your breasts. Oh, yes. Very supple. And now I'm putting in my mouth. Yes, yes. You know, no. That's weird.
That's research. So he's figured out here that...
Basically, his idea is that your breasts actually sag less millimeters per year if you go braless.
Whoa.
And that the bra is actually this like leftover patriarchal thing. But I don't know if that's actually true with like back pain and larger breasts.
I don't think it can be true for everyone, because here's a fun fact is there's this store, Linda the Bra Lady, in Manhattan, and they like fit you no matter what your size is. You could be B cups or, in my case, significantly larger than that. And what they do is they literally assess your breast size and give you the right bra to fit you, because what happens is women just buy bras that they think they should wear,
and they don't,
and they're in the wrong bra size, so you wind up having more back problems by wearing the wrong bra.
Right.
But for certain people, I think there's no way to, I couldn't not wear a bra.
Right.
You know, like I see people that do it on the
train.
Well,
you play basketball.
What are you doing?
Like,
you've got to be active.
Yeah,
you need that support. I feel like you would have more physical ailments and issues crop up by just trying to free ball it all day long.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's true of everyone. I think if you are in that A, B range where you can just like
that's
wear a camisole and have some sort of support, you're fine. But I think otherwise that doesn't hold up for a large number of women, especially in America.
And a lot of things that came
especially
up...
in busty old America.
Busty old America, man. A lot of tits.
A lot of corn-fed tits out there.
Well, and something I've run into is like, I won't wear a bra because I don't have large breasts, and I'll run out to get a coffee in the morning. But the problem is if you're just in a t-shirt, you can see the nipples.
That. You can see that.
And you get a lot of weird looks. And that comes up in this article too about how the bra is like,
but see, that's
it's keeping
does it
women chased.
Does it
which
desensitize
is
the nipple? Because I feel like my nipples are super sensitive.
Yes,
and I wear a bra every day.
Right.
Yes. I think it's the same thing with free balling.
Yeah.
Wearing, if you wear, which I used to do for many years, but then my testicles got sore.
I thought
just
you were
support.
Wearing a bra, dear.
I was wearing a brassiere for many years.
That's the wrong thing to wear in your balls.
But this, I had a bra
a
on my
tiny
nuts.
Bra for your testicles.
Oh, just a cup on my testis. But yeah, so the lack of sensitivity is what I'm saying, when it rubs up against, which I also think is a byproduct of being circumcised at a young age, which is sad because people who aren't circumcised have less. It's nice when the head peeks out every now and again because it's very sensitive.
Feels good.
Feels great.
Wait, are you talking about a bra for your penis now?
He's talking about. Are you talking about tighty whities for your balls?
I'm talking about more support, right?
Yeah.
Of the gents, but it also does desensitize a little bit when it's rubbing up against there, because then touch is not as sensitive.
Not
so
as
I don't
great.
Know if that's it for the nips, but also there's two issues. I think it's a science thing of support, but then it's also the social thing of seeing nipples. Because
here's a fun fact. New York now, it's no longer illegal for women to
topless.
Right. So, literally, I was chilling on the subway, and a lady seriously just got on with no top. And I
Good
was just
her.
Like, you know, for me, it's like, what's up? But, like, also, okay, you've got nice tits. But, B, like, it's
so many.
I feel
feelings.
Like it's different when when you see, like, a hipster girl walk on, and she's in, like, an American Eagle American Apparel thing, and she's not wearing a bra, but her tits are, like, showing or exposed.
She's like an ad for American Apparel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Versus this lady just being straight up topless because it's no longer illegal.
Right.
And it's like still, I don't know what the stigma in it is. It's like, I don't want to see my tits all day long. Like,
right.
I wouldn't go out topless. It just wouldn't happen. And I know, guys, it's easier for you if it's hot. you just take off a shirt and be naked.
But wait, devil's advocate. People used to feel that way about like an ankle. So in like 12 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get you.
Once this starts being legal and we start seeing more of it,
will
our kids be like,
cool,
mom, it's
going
a
to the
tit.
Park.
Calm down.
Yeah, I'm going to the park.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, sure. Put a shirt on.
And I think it should be, because I also think it's I think gents, I think it should certainly not be illegal for that. But I think for the idea of gents going out with no shirt on, I will make fun of a gentleman in the wrong. Because men will take their shirts off also too often, I feel.
Yes.
And you're clearly you're like, this fuck, put a shirt on.
Yeah,
you know, you're indoors.
It's
not, yeah, it's 65 degrees out.
Yeah.
So I think that's also. But yeah, there's that poor young lady, the teenager in Washington, who was had to put a shawl on at the prom, and they tried to kick her out of the prom because she had some cleavage showing. Not even nip showing.
Yeah,
just cleavage showing.
That's not
and
her
tried,
fault.
No, yeah. she's got a well endowed. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having big boobs.
I was that person too. I was like, I remember being a freshman, and then suddenly in between like freshman and sophomore year, just sprouting massive boobs, and it was just like this awkward thing. So,
oh God.
Like not wanting to.
Yeah.
I was like super covered up. You know, if I could wear a hoodie, I would, you know, anything that would just like normalize that as opposed to.
Which
right,
is that's
because
the
situation. It's seen as sexy, but you're like, this is
you're
just a physical.
This
right.
is just who I am. And I think it needs to get to that point. I think the idea, I think it, you know, there's nothing wrong with it being attractive and being sexy, but also the stigma needs to be lifted. So I think the idea if more people are just walking around topless, men, women, whatever, I think it just needs to be,
it'll just happen over time.
Be part of the, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a little different, but Dolly Parton says, if God didn't want people to have breastplants, he wouldn't have invented them.
Oh, wow. Only like, Dolly could say that.
It's amazing.
Woman after my own heart.
Feel good about that.
Cool.
We're giving like the masses advice, but let's give a few specific individuals some good advice in a segment we like to call Listener Love.
Ooh.
Listener Mailbag.
Cha. Well, we ask people to submit us all sorts of questions, and we can hopefully give them advice, answers, or maybe just, you know, bust their balls a little bit.
Sure.
So the first question comes to us from. This was via our Twitter, at Menage Radio. This comes from at Tito212 from
Ooh,
Queens.
Love that.
Yeah.
Tito, damn!
Tito, I can only get off role-playing as a Nazi.
Oh.
I need to be fully in costume, dominating my partner while spewing anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Huh.
Is this healthy?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like a butler and a maid, just some of those more conventional... things I would be into it.
Yeah,
like,
less
what if
hate
you had
involved.
Jewish neighbors and they were hearing that? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it's your bedroom. Do what you want.
I want to know what the root of it is. I mean, it's obviously a power thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the ultimate power thing.
Does he do the stash too?
I wonder if he's straight up
well,
Hitler or is he
Tito.
Just a
he probably just has
SS.
One of those little mustaches anyway.
Yeah.
True.
Who can say?
I don't know, man.
Tito
it's fucking
Queens
weird. I'm going to go ahead and say that. But I'm also like not the most traditional person in the bedroom, but
right.
My role playing doesn't stretch more than. I'm your boss and you work for me.
Right.
You know, it's like very conventional.
What if your boss just happens to be Hitler?
Fuck.
I think the other thing, yeah, I guess healthy. I mean, it's healthy exploring if both partners are into being dominated and being a then I think it's just yeah that role if it extends outside the bedroom.
Yeah. Are you like just a racist?
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Yeah.
Like I want to know. Are you a fucking racist?
Yeah.
Are you just a racist?
Because, there's a root issue there that, like, for me, like, you can role play a variety of roles, but are you just into, I don't know, it just doesn't add up.
I kind of want to say do what you want in the bedroom, but don't be a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we feel good about that?
I feel great about that.
All right. Our second listener love question comes from Lola in Austin via our website, which is menageatoisradio.com. Lola asks, or says, I am supposed to get married next month, but I'm in love with my fiancé's brother. I haven't told anyone. If I call off the wedding, is there any way I can end up with my true love?
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, I think...
Rough.
I assume your true love is your brother-in-law to be. Yeah, that's rough. Ooh. That's rough.
Yeah,
I'd say call off the wedding.
I would definitely call off the wedding. There's no point in going through that whole shenanigan and then spending a ton of money. And
well, maybe you get married, collect the gifts, and then?
And then?
Divorce?
Well, yeah,
I think it's going to be stickier if you try and get married, get divorced, and then marry the brother-in-law.
Because he'll probably be ostracized from the family. I highly doubt the family would accept that.
Newsflash, this doesn't end well for anyone. Like, just call it off because their family's going to be pissed. You'll have to elope.
You'll have nowhere to spend Christmas.
No, you will be alienated from either family.
All your Christian holidays will be ruined forever.
It's tough. When did she realize she was in love with the brother-in-law?
Are they identical twins?
I don't know.
That gets beefy. Because then you could just do a groom swap.
When she's fucking him?
Then it becomes a rom-com. Yeah.
She's
thinking of the bro.
That's some deep shit.
That's why you got to call it off. You have to call it off. There's no way to marry
circle
the brother
back.
Without...
Circle
back. Circle back in a year
circle
or so?
Back, I think... If you give it enough time and if he's into it, I think also she's assuming a lot, like providing like this guy hasn't given any indication that.
It says I haven't told anyone. Yeah,
no
so this
one knows. It could
no
just idea. Be an infatuation in her head, which God, everyone's had. But
right.
like I, you're talking like major life moment, like wedding is no return from that. It's only divorce, you know, and the stigma around that has lifted, but it's still kind of like you're fucking someone's life up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's good that you realize this now, and I think you need to
shut it
call
down.
The
shut
damn...
It down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut that down, Lola.
All right, so here we've got... this one comes from Jeanette from Pasadena via our email. She emailed us at menageatoisradio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with my boyfriend masturbating to porn. Yes. However, I discovered him jerking off to some animated porn, specifically
ooh.
Marge and Bart Simpson having sex.
Ha!
Now, whenever we watch The Simpsons together, I'm grossed out. Can I tell him to stop?
Mm. I would say no. I had a roommate that masturbated to like fucking cartoon porn.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things, you ever like pick up someone's laptop, you live with them, and you like go to type something in and something else pops up.
Oh, yes.
It was one of those situations that I'm like...
You try to find real porn and you get animated
Yeah,
porn.
I was definitely looking for like straight up, straight porn and came across animated porn. And well, it was an interesting half hour.
Yeah.
But I think you change your mindset on how you're watching The Simpsons, like, just because...
Well, my issue is, like, if this was a show that was never on, it's not as big of a problem, but if every time The Simpsons is on, you feel uncomfortable, there's an issue there, because that is the most highly syndicated show.
It is, but also, like, when you see regular people have sex on TV or on movies, you don't, like, kind of shut it down, because you're like, oh, you jerk off to that.
Well, I think that's...
Marge and Bart.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The husband, or the father.
Oh, wait.
It's not Homer.
Hang on.
This says Marge and Bart. Maybe it's a maybe she just
no,
mistyped.
It's a mother-son incestual animated sex fest.
Celebrity animated. But the thing is, I think there's a couple things. That is a little bit weird. Maybe it's a misprint. But also, I've actually seen the Bart and Marge having sex.
Ooh.
Because on the... if you just go to your standard Pornhub.com or JizzHut.com, which has all the videos. You see, you know, some ads on the side for anime. And anime porn is a very specific
thing
as well.
Thing, yeah.
That's a niche, but this is even more niche, I feel, because
it's incestual anime, which
and
I don't know about.
Well,
that.
But I mean, weird, anime like the Japanese anime porn, where there's like monsters having sex. That kind of shit has always been around.
Can I say, though, that I think I would prefer my beloved jerking off to animated porn because it's less real than I would them jerking off to
regular
real
porn.
People, which is also fine, but that's like a person that you may never like live up to physically or fantastically.
Sure.
Whereas animated feels like more removed.
Yeah, it's just like cartoons doing it.
It is, and I think that's the fantasy, because I feel there's a lot of people who would love to see Ross and Rachel fuck, you know, but they're not animated, so we can't.
But what
make
about
that
Ross
happen.
And Monica?
Ross and Monica, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, this is some shit, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm not into the...
this is some shit.
Yeah,
right there.
I don't know about that incest porn.
That's a tricky part of it.
I always saw that, I guess, because I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I know. We were dealing with the fact that it was The Simpsons, not the fact that it was...
Yeah, well, I guess you really can't tell them to stop.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You're not home 24 hours a day. Someone's going to spank it to The Simpsons, whether you like it or not.
Right, and wouldn't you rather know about it than
just
be like...
in the dark.
I don't know. Maybe you want to be in the dark.
Maybe you definitely want to be in the dark.
Well, be in the dark.
I'm proud of that.
All right, so
I
now...
I think we helped some people there. Mm. What do you guys think?
I think so. I think people are going to be very confused, but I mean, these are their lives. This is what
they're
sharing.
We're asking the challenging questions.
Now,
let's delve deep into the mind of Rita with our much beloved segment, Six Sections, Six Rapid Fire Sex Questions.
Okay, here we go.
Number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
Rita Chin, what's the sexiest animal?
Peacock.
Rita, who is your number one celebrity crush?
Jennifer Connelly. Jennifer Connelly.
She's nervous. Or
Jessica Biel, I don't know.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Anything by Marvin Gaye, but probably That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson.
Good one. So hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Nah, let's go bed.
Yeah. What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Honesty.
Damn.
Gotta be fucking honest, man.
This has been six sections with Rita Chin. I felt good about those.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly and Jessica Biel battling in your mind. They were going back and forth, just fighting. Biel would not let Jennifer Connelly come off your lips.
I know. I was like, what?
Jennifer Connelly's a good one, though.
She is. Yeah. You know?
Classic beauty.
Classic beauty. Doesn't need a lot, just does a lot.
No, and she...
Just a little lip gloss.
And she had a torrid love affair as a young woman with David Bowie. Mm. I mean, this is all fictional, of course, but... In the labyrinth, that she was just such a young.
I think that's where it began for me.
Yeah,
I mean,
I watched Labyrinth. I didn't know what was going on.
The scene with Labyrinth,
but I was just like into it.
Yeah. David Bowie's codpiece in that movie is
top shelf.
Shocking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's
something.
It's something.
I actually read that he agreed to do that movie right away with Jim Henson, and Jim was really excited, but that one condition that he got to create his own costumes.
Amazing.
And then you watch it as an adult, which I didn't notice at all as a kid, and it's just his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I will do this film under one condition. My cock is front and center the entire time.
Yeah, my dick's in this movie.
Well, I mean, he wins. We all win for that.
I also liked Peacock.
Yeah.
It's another beautiful creature.
I think it's the colors for me. And
showmanship.
It's just like, yeah, something going on with that. Yeah. I'm into that.
That's good. I mean, we got a lot of weird livestock on the show.
I think the birds are also easier to... Yeah, it's a little weird when you go with something that's more human. Because birds are not human, really.
No, and to be clear, I would never fuck a bird.
Well, of course not. But we're putting you in a position to talk about sex.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. Someone was
if it's animated.
You
if
sound
animated.
A little defensive over there.
Well, you know, I fuck many a fucking...
many a creature.
Yeah.
All right.
I fuck a lot of mice in improv scenes, so...
A lot of mice?
Really?
Yeah, it's always like there's a lab scientist gone wrong, and now I'm fucking a mouse.
How does that work logistically? They're just crawling up in, or their little peeps are coming out?
Yeah, I haven't analyzed it, but I just know I do that.
Nice.
More often than I should, probably. Fucking animals.
All right, well, I know you want to fuck a mouse, but we're gonna drop right into our next segment, which is actually just human on human love.
Okay.
This is a little jam we like to call our PC spotlight.
Oh yes,
we found a hot British couple for you, Rita.
These are some Brits that we dug deep looking for. You know him, Mr. Ian Brady.
You know her, ne'er-do-well Myra Hindley. You may not know them by name, but you know them as...
The Moors Murderers.
Huh.
Famous.
Are you familiar with them?
I am familiar with them. So I'm a Smiths fan, so obviously I'm on top of that.
Yes. Okay, so for our listeners, the Moors Murderers are a crazy couple that in the 1960s were on what's now like Greater Manchester.
Yes.
Basically sexually assaulting and murdering five children.
Children,
over a few years. But what's interesting about it is that obviously they worked together to do it. And then what you were saying is Morrissey got obsessed with it and contacted like the parents of the victims and then wrote that song, Suffer Little Children.
Yeah, it's
got
pretty
bizarrely
dark.
Close to this situation.
I mean, he's already a sensitive dude, but to go out and seek out like the darkness of something riddling a community after it has... Already happened. Why?
20 years.
Why dig up those old bones?
Let them die.
Yeah, let them rest in peace. I feel like he just wanted a piece of it. It's something that's so kind of like mysterious and scandalous and that a lot of people like...
Well, tandems are always in that way. I think people, lovers that are so close like that to both... You know, be involved in something like this is always fascinating to people that you can find a partner in crime for such heinous crimes.
Yeah, and... Not to tie this back to me, but like my grandmother's from Manchester, so she grew up there around.
So she was around
at this time, and it was just like pandemonium, like people like kids not playing outdoors because it's like, you know, like I would get sent as a kid to go get cigarettes from my grandmom because I could do that, but like you couldn't go out and get a thing of milk as a child. It was like
when she was growing.
Yeah, it was like incredibly intense.
I was reading about them, and it said for their dates, like while they were still in their courtship phase before they started their murders.
They killed pets?
No, they were probably. But they would go watch an X-rated film and then read aloud to each other from books of Nazi atrocities.
That checks out. Yeah. I mean, like, that's on point.
You're like, just dinner and a movie, but it's
and
shocking.
How do you know?
We're watching fucking, and now we're talking Nazi deadly stuff.
And
wow.
This also, to bring it back around to the Nazis in this episode. Who floats that first? Because there was no such thing as OK Cupid. There was no real how many people did they date? Because this brings up an interesting thing of who was the aggressor in this. Because a lot of times it's
Know this because I did a little research. I think he was like a legit psychopath.
Yeah,
and he just found her, and they said it was this horrible combination of like she had like kind of a rough childhood, so she was already desensitized.
Yeah,
and he took her for a ride. I don't think if she had never met him, she would have been doing this.
And I think it's that thing too that it kind of ties into today. Like, when do you get real with someone you're dating? Because it's like you don't lead with, hey, I'm a psychopath and I'm going to kill kids.
No,
right. Like,
look at this. Let's read Mein Kampf around
the
bedtime.
Yeah, I think you subtly like reveal aspects of yourself, and then the person is like, yeah, I guess I'm already into it. Like,
well, I'm waiting till Murph and I are legally married before I tell him that I torture animals.
That's a good move. I feel like you got to get him on the hook.
Yeah, once
you
I'm sold.
Reel it out.
I'm sold already.
Good.
We'll just find those terrible kitten corpses in the back, and we'll just have to deal with that. But yeah,
I hope Morrissey writes a song about us.
Advisory: no kittens were harmed during the recording of this podcast.
That's true.
Wasn't privy to it.
I mean, Lord knows what Taylor's doing over there.
Taylor Moore's got a devious grin on his face.
Oh no, those cat sound.
Speaking of awkward dates, we're going to scoot right over into our next segment called Virtual Sugar.
Yeah.
Got a virtual sugar.
Sugar time.
So what we have here is, this is a real OKCupid profile. We want to take you on an improvised date.
Excellent.
So, we know you pretty well, but we've also done a little research and we combed through the OKCupid profiles to find one that was perfect for you.
Great.
And
this
handle,
is your perfect woman.
I'm going to follow up.
The handle of you should actually take this woman on a real date after this. Her handle, if you want to look her up, is Scrum Bum for Life.
Oh, I love that. She's a rugby player. Fuck yeah.
And you will be going on a date to a juice bar.
Perfect.
Maybe too perfect. Mm. Date starts now. Hi, Rita.
Hey.
Scrum Bum for Life.
Yeah.
It's actually Rachel.
Thanks. I was just going to say I didn't want to call you Scrum Bum for 2 hours.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah. Can I get you a juice? I know I set this up, so.
Yeah, I would love maybe just like a Mean Green or something.
Cool. Yeah, that's my favorite juice, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I love kale and I love apples.
Maybe we should just get a large with 2 straws.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be cool with my own, too.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
What can I get for you?
We're going to go 2 Mean Greens, 2 straws.
2 Mean Greens with 2 straws per juice?
No, just a straw in each juice.
Well, I would have done that probably, so okay. Yeah, you got it.
Can I ask a question? Do you not want to share because of the sore on my mouth?
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to lead with that, but it was a little bit concerning, and I just get sick really easily, so it's on me.
Oh, okay.
It's not you.
Yeah.
It's definitely me.
I just thought if we both, you know, if 2 people have sores, it doesn't matter. It's like canceling it out.
Yeah, no. This is really fun. You're so funny.
Here are your juices, ladies.
Oh, thanks.
And ma'am, please, can you not wipe whatever that is on your mouth with the napkins and put it back into the container?
You
should.
I'm recycling.
That's
so. Yes. Well, that's a sore of some sort. I'd really appreciate
it. Sir, we're trying to be romantic.
Trying. Hey, let's just grab a seat here and chit chat.
Do you want to share a chair?
Ian, you can sit on my lap, sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Yay!
Oh, that's
I'm
oh,
bouncing.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm
oh,
bouncing.
Oh, my God. You are. Don't mind us. Yeah, everyone in this place is just observing what's happening here, and I just want to alleviate their concerns. We are definitely having fun. This is a good time.
I'm having so much fun.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, have you seen my mom? I can't find my mom.
No. Hey, what's your name?
Who's your mom?
My mom is Appy, and my name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
You should be a little bit more sensitive. This is a lost kid in a juice store, and I mean, couldn't get much worse.
I was almost there with my bouncing, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yeah. God, please don't come. This is happening.
Goodbye.
No, oh, oh okay.
He just wandered into the street.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Wow, we should call someone. That's dreadful.
This is the best date I've ever been on.
Look, Rachel, I was really into you when you walked in. I love the fact that you love rugby, and I was willing to overlook the Hitler stuff, but this is fucking weird. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's
no, it's okay. Thanks for being so honest.
Excuse me, ladies. There's a two-hour limit here at the juice bar.
Been 5 minutes.
I just want to let you know that you've got 1 hour and 55 minutes left.
Cool.
I think I'm going to take my shirt off.
Awesome.
Well, that's legal, so, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. But I'll tell you, the customers might not, my other customers might not appreciate it.
What are you staring at? Is it that one of my breasts is a D and one is an A?
Yes.
Yeah, it's your AD breasts. Yes,
Your bra covers that up amazingly, by the way.
Thanks.
That's an amazing bra. Jesus.
I had it made at Linda's in the city.
Oh, those ladies.
She filled one of the cups with sand.
She's a miracle, she is. Look, you're an exceptional woman.
Thank you.
And I'm willing to overlook this boob thing. You wanna dip into the bathroom real quick?
Yes.
See if we can get comfy.
But there's a two-hour limit. So we can't bounce for that long.
You just bounced for 5 minutes and you came. You're fine.
Almost came.
Almost
pervert.
Came. Oh, weird. We're doing it.
My sore's bleeding.
Oh, God. I'm really... Can I turn you around?
Meet me in the bathroom.
Okay. Well.
I felt that like that went like really well.
That went really well. It started off rocky.
Scrum bum.
But then...
I like how you were willing to look past so many flaws.
You have to. And I think I do that really in real life. Like, there's really? Yeah, I'm like, well, you know.
She's homeless, but I love her.
She smells okay today. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
So would we have a second date on that?
We'd have a second date because we didn't really get into the...
Well, and we got physical.
You'd bounced on me.
Don't fucking run.
No, I wouldn't run.
Yeah,
and also...
Don't fuck in a public restroom.
I'm in an age, you gotta take what you get, and if someone's willing to re-up, you do it.
Bounce it in the juice bar. Second date.
Yes. We don't get a lot of those.
We don't.
Really?
So I feel like, yeah, we're pleased when we do. Well, this is very sad. I just had a wave of sadness come over me because it's time to say goodbye.
You guys.
We hope we have a second date with you. We'll bring you back in here.
Please do.
I feel like there's so many sexcapades we didn't even get to
explore. Didn't get to any sexcapades for me, which turns out to be maybe a good thing.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Well, you can get a lot more. You can get so much more from Rita online because she is a presence out there, and she drops so many gems. So please follow her on Twitter at Britta James, BritaJames.
That's the one.
And Tumblr, do you ever mention when you have shows?
I sometimes do. Yeah. Check.
Yeah, you
got to
see her storytelling.
Her storytelling's awesome.
Yeah, and I'll maybe talk about some sexcapades. So
yes, please.
There you go.
That's where you can get those sexy sexcapades. Also, people writing BrittaJames.tumblr.com.
Cool, you guys.
We love you.
Been nice sitting in on this.
So nice.
In a good way. You guys are good.
D in the A cups.
Talking cups in my mouth, cups.
Fill up my cups with
cups. Read to me from that Nazi magazine.
It's gonna get me wet when you tell me about the atrocities.
All right. Wanna talk about Jews? Killing some Jews, but not really. This is comedy. We're not killing Jews.
It's a role play.
No Jews or kittens were killed
during this podcast recording.
But a lot of people got aroused.
Yes.
Boners.
Boners. Yeah.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com. Ooh.